It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, it's a pleasure once again on the program to talk with Unit 10 Superintendent Jakey Walker about educational issues with Red Hill Unit 10. And Jakey, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come.
First of all, let's talk about the weather. That's been a topic here the last week or so. Just talk about weather situations, how the district handles those, and what you do to try to implement calling off a school and things like that.
Well, it takes all of us to do that. The Assistant Transportation Director, Tom Widener, the Sumner Principal, who's also the Transportation Director. On the days when we see weather coming in, we, of course, track it as best we can through the forecast, and then we get out and drive different parts of our roads. And we try to make a determination from that on whether we think our buses are safe to go out. So it's a very long process. I know parents are always antsy for us to get that information out, but it takes a little time. We meet back together, and then we talk with the other superintendents around, too, to see what they're seeing with their roads and what the plans are.
And the thing about Lawrence County is that you're a rural district. You have a lot of secondary roads and roads. Main roads may be clear, but your buses have got to go on those secondary roads to pick up kids, and so you've got to be more concerned with regard to those roads than main roads.
Yes, and that's what happened this last go-around that we had. Our northern part of our district, the roads weren't as bad, but when you got to the southern part where the country roads, where we have three different bus routes that all go through that area, they were too dangerous for us to put the buses out.
All right, let's talk about some things happening in the district. What's new with regard? We're about halfway through the school year. How things gone so far?
Well, we've had a really good year so far. It's hard to believe, but we are on day 100 of the school year. And if anybody has any elementary students, they know that that's a big deal at Bridgeport Grade School. So today they will be celebrating 100 day, doing a multitude of different activities that all count up to 100, including to popping 100 balloons in PE. So that'll be interesting going on today at Bridgeport Grade School. And then I've got some different things that from each building that we've been having going on this past month. Our first grade students and Mrs. Heath and second grade students are working with her and creating Valentine's Day cards for people that are in the hospital or in hospice. And the cards will arrive on Valentine's Day, and that's always a neat activity, and it's great for our students to give back to the community. In technology for Bridgeport Grade School, our first through third grade students are learning coding with Dash robots. And, of course, in the theme of basketball here in the winter months, they are programming the robots to actually shoot basketballs into a hoop. So that's kind of neat that's going on there.
Robotics, that's a popular sort of field to be in these days, and it's starting to get younger and younger with regard to robotics.
Yes, it is. We are actually starting all the way down at the kindergarten level, and then they're working through coding all the way up. We also have the Robotics Club that is co-sponsored with the Extension Office through 4-H that meets once a month also. And our goal with that program is, too, they're hoping to do some competitions this year.
What else is happening with regard to Unit 10?
Well, we also have our big preschool family fun night coming up on Tuesday, January 29th. Emily Combs Photography will be taking family pictures. And then each of those families will receive a photo as a gift. That's always great. And they will be in April scheduling preschool screenings for the next school year. So that's big there. Sumner Attendance Center, they are having their 5th and 6th grade boys tournament all week. Of course, the weather hasn't helped a lot with that, but they will finish up that tournament this Saturday with the final games. And the high school FCA club presented an anti-bullying program to all the 4th through 6th grade students on January the 18th. And it was well received by the students and the staff. So we always appreciate those high schoolers taking the time to come down and work with our lower level students.
Bullying, is that a prevalent problem in the district, or have you got that under control, or how does that work?
We are constantly always monitoring bullying. We have different ways that students can report that to our staff, to our teachers, to our administration. And then as we get reports, then the administration actively investigates to find out, is there something going on we need to know about, or is there a way to help the student? And sometimes students just need someone to talk to. at the high school, junior, senior high, they have several things going on. In the junior high, the FCS class under Mrs. Cresswell had their first cooking lab experience. And those students made Cheddar Bay biscuits, which are like the Red Lobster biscuits. So that's always exciting. And then, of course, the students get to eat them. And in the seventh grade, Mr. Killian has been working with them on the Hunger Games trilogy, reading through that series of books. And then they're tying that kind of cross-curricular and into the lessons, investigating how these books mirror some aspects of the world that we live in today and how it may be tied to some foreign countries, how they experience life. So kind of going outside just the literature curriculum. Agriculture teacher Hayden Kincaid is working on setting up the Red Hill Cattle Classic. This will be hosted by the Red Hill FFA. It'll be on March the 9th. And, of course, if anyone has questions about that, they can call Mr. Kincaid at the junior senior high school. The band program had Maya Moore from the choir. She made the Peoria ILMEA Honors Choir. She auditioned back in October, and she was selected out of thousands of students that auditioned, which is great news for her. She's doing it, and she's made it more than just this year. The band students in 5th through 12th grade are also starting to practice for solo and ensembles. And this is where the students will perform in front of a judge and be scored. So that's always exciting. Our guidance department has had its second annual college and career fair. We feel this is very important for our students at the high school level. And we had over 20 colleges and 5 trade unions that were there to talk to our students. Our students got to interact with those sponsors, apply for college, apply for financial aid, and learn about what programs these colleges offer. We also had the Army and National Guard present, and Mr. Givens, our guidance counselor, is working currently with Lincoln Trail College to hopefully develop some programs next school year for our juniors and seniors to take some dual credit classes through them. I am excited to announce we have the Red Hill High School Art Club is back, and it is under the direction of Brooke Taylor, our art teacher. And she is using it to promote students to come together and work creatively. Her plan is to start doing some projects in the community so that the school can give back in creative ways. And our high school Scholastic Bowl team has earned a third seed in the conference tournament, and that'll be held Saturday. And we also have students that'll be competing in the Academic Challenge in OCC in February, which is all exciting times and in our buildings. Now, I do want to do a shout out. Our school nurses are very fortunate, and we're very fortunate in our community that we get to work with some really great health officials in the county. We're working with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic to provide physical exams at no charge to our students in February. And we also have immunizations coming to the school from the Lawrence County Health Department for our 6th, 11th, and 12th grade students. This helps our parents tremendously, especially when they work. We can provide it all through the school. And I really would like to thank Amy Marley from the health department. She is such a great resource to our nursing staff, and she is constantly providing information to help improve the health and well-being of our students and families. And without these interconnections in the community, we just would not be able to do as much as we do.
I know that recently you had a scare with regard to a hepatitis case in school. Could you talk about that a little bit?
We did. Hepatitis A is very rare. It's starting to make a comeback, though, in the state of Illinois, we found out. And that's where Amy Marley from the health department was a great resource. We were able to contact her and work with her on what we needed to do to keep our students safe. And through that, we have been able to provide immunizations to our Sumner teachers. We're working with them because they're getting more vaccinations for hepatitis A. Working with them to come back and do the rest of our staff. And then we're hoping maybe we can work with the clinic to do something with students, have a health clinic for the students if they wanted to get the hepatitis A vaccine.
Now, at your most recent board meeting, you implemented a new system. I think it was Skywarn. Was that the name of it?
It's called Skyward.
Skyward.
Yes, that'll be our new student data management system. So through this system, that will be what we use to charge lunches, communicate with parents about lunch bills, grade cards, student information for the state. All that will be put into this program. We really think it will help us communicate better with parents because they can sign up with the app once we get it up and going. And then it'll also send them messages throughout the year for lunch bills, things that are coming up in the school, discipline referrals. So we really see it as a strong moving forward of communication with our parents and, of course, for state reporting, which is very important.
And more and more of that stuff is being done electronically.
Yes, pretty well all our state reporting is submitted through the IWAS system, which is the state system that collects all data.
Now you have a building and grounds committee, which works with regard to your buildings and like. What are some of the main projects they're looking at these days?
Well, we have finished up, of course, our gym project. We just put a new roof on the Sumner Attendance Center cafeteria, so that got finished up. Projects that they're looking at now will be the Sumner Attendance Center. We're looking at windows and HVAC, starting the preliminary process to what that will cost and what we need to do to move forward there. At the junior senior high, if you've been to any basketball games there in that gym, the junior high gym, you will notice that we have this curtain system that is starting to fall apart. We worked with the architect, and over spring break, we'll be putting a permanent wall up in that play, in that park.
Now, getting back to the weather, you've only used, what, one snow day this year? Have you used up?
Knock on wood, yes. We've only had to have one snow emergency day this school year so far. But, of course, as we know, February can be a treacherous month also with the weather in Illinois. We may go from 80 degrees back down to zero.
How does the snow day, how does that work? How many days of school do you have to have and things like that?
In this year's school calendar, we build in 180 days total. So it's 174 instructional days. And then we have parent-teacher conference days and workshop days for the teachers. And then we build in 5 emergency school days. Now, this year, after we use all 5 emergency days, if that would happen, then we would ask the state for act of God so that we would not have to make up any further days.
Well, it sounds like a lot of things going on in your schools in the district, and you've got a fine staff and administrators that are working hard to bring quality education to the kids.
We are very fortunate, and I can't talk enough about the staff and the administration in our district and bus drivers to the janitors, because it takes everybody working together so that we can pull off a great program for our students and families.
Dickie, let's thank you for talking with us about Red Hill Unit 10 education, and much success with the district in the future. And we look forward to talking to you again about the things happening in Red Hill Unit 10.
And once again, I appreciate it and everything that you guys do for our school.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.